Make a stand with your voice.
And it makes me shake my head and say, you know, what is happening to our country?
55 KRZ, the talk station.
It's 8:06 at 55 KRZ, the talk station. Happy Wednesday to you. As is the case every Wednesday, coming up at 8:30, Judge Anna Napolitano on Bill de Blasio telling New Yorkers they can't travel, and AOC and Ilhan Omar telling the world that we need to expand the court. But first, and without further ado, a welcome back to the 55 KRC Morning Show. Breitbart Senior Editor-at-Large Joel Pollack, it is a pleasure to have you on the program, Joel.
Thanks. Good to be back.
And I got to observe, I mentioned this comment earlier, before we start diving on into the Joe Biden and the Biden family syndicate, I mentioned earlier, and I think it's a really important thing to note, because Breitbart, the site, is one of the reasons why we know that we can tell we're being lied to or manipulated by the mainstream media. You're reporting on things and giving hard factual information that we have been denied in the media. I mean, you got NPR saying we're not even going to run with a story like with this Hunter Biden physical computer that we know belongs to him because we don't think it's newsworthy. Their editors have said that we shouldn't see that information. Now, in the old days, Joel, I don't know how old you are, but I tell you, I'm 55. When you only had ABC, NBC, and CBS to provide the information over a half-hour period, their senior editor wouldn't have given it to us. Senior editors at liberal newspapers wouldn't have given it to us. So isn't it a wonderful thing in time that we live in that we at least have access to the information and we can contrast that with what the mainstream media is feeding us, Joel?
Well, there's a real crisis right now where the media believe their job is to suppress information. They learned the wrong lesson from 2016.
Indeed.
What they should have learned is that there's a whole country out there that they don't understand very well because they did not predict the result of the election, nor could they understand the result. So what they needed to take away from 2016 was that they need to get out of their bubble. They need to get out of Washington, New York, L.A., and talk to real people out there in America. But the lesson they learned instead was that if you give people too much information, they might make the quote-unquote wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all patting each other on the back now for ignoring the Hunter Biden story because they feel that if voters knew about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all of those potentially corrupt business relationships, they might choose Donald Trump instead. Now, they're perfectly willing to print any kind of innuendo against Donald Trump. They're willing to talk about his tax returns or print unverified allegations about his past business dealings. We all remember the Russia dossier and all that.
Oh, yeah.
They're willing to do that without any evidence. So it all goes in one direction. They're willing to provide the public with any amount of information, true or false, that might cause them to vote against Donald Trump. But if there's anything that might cause you to vote for Donald Trump, they want to have a filter on that. And they're proud of it.
Oh, they most assuredly are, but they're detached from middle America, I think. And I'm just wondering if you think the pollsters out there have changed their tune since after they were so unbelievably horrifically wrong in 2016, if the numbers we're getting out now are any more reliable. I know they're not great for Trump. They seem to be going more his direction of late. But what's your take on polling, Joel?
I think the polls can be ignored at this stage. What really matters is enthusiasm and turnout, and that's something that polling doesn't really measure terribly well. Remember also that the pollsters are operating on models. When they get a response from a survey, they have to plug those numbers into a model of what they think the electorate is going to look like on election day. And we just don't know. This is a completely different election from any election that's happened before. And it could be that the polls showing Donald Trump significantly behind in some of these states are absolutely correct and that he could lose in a landslide next Tuesday. But it could also be that some of the polls showing he's ahead could be right. And it could also be that all the polls are wrong and that nobody really knows what's going to happen. And you see the enthusiasm at these Trump rallies. You see the energy that the president is putting into his campaign. And there could be a lot of people who are not responding to polls or are just not picked up in the polls who show up on election day or mail in their ballots and deliver a landslide for Donald Trump. I mean, all of those things are within the realm of possibility. We just don't know. But right now, it really is just a contest between wills. Which side really wants this? I think Donald Trump really, really wants it. And I think the people who support Donald Trump are facing some really dire consequences if he loses.
Yeah.
Because the left has gone so far left, and Joe Biden has really gone along with them, that this country won't be the same if Joe Biden wins. So I think there's more motivation on Trump's side to win the election.
I would like to think so. And some of that motivation will outweigh people's sort of reservations and concerns about Trump, the individual, and his Twitter feed. And I get those reservations. But if you're interested in saving the Republic, he's the only vote you can make. And here's a demonstration. Let's talk about Hunter Biden's emails. Every time the Schiff shows his head and pulls his head out of his shell, he is now accusing the Russians of interfering with the election and suggests that this Hunter Biden email thing is nothing more than a ruse perpetrated by the Russian. This the same guy who relied on a DNC-paid-for dossier, the Steele dossier, that was in fact the work of Russians. And they tried to sell that on us. Now they keep trying to flip the table here. This is a horse of a different color. Joel, these are actually documented. We have receipts. We know this is his computer. There's all kinds of scary pornographic information on it, but also a lot of information which confirms, I think, something we could all just conclude from circumstantial evidence, that Hunter Biden has been out making money off the Biden family name, and it's certainly possible that Joe might have made a little bit of money too. Joe Pollock, your take on this?
Well, every day we learn new and disturbing information. On Tucker Carlson's show last night, for example, he interviewed Tony Bobulinski, who is the business partner or potential business partner of the Biden family in setting up a new company with investment from China. And he thought he was getting into a legitimate business, but he was then shocked to find out that Hunter Biden was acting as the personal attorney of Yi Jingming, who is the chair of the CEFC China Energy Company. And that company at the time was trying to buy a stake in the Russian state oil company to help the Russians deal with U.S. sanctions. So actually, it was a form of Russian collusion. If you're looking for collusion, it was going on with the Biden family at the same time that Adam Schiff was looking for, you know, hotel room tapes in Russia. I mean, while the country was obsessed with that little frivolity, there was some real corruption going on. So we're learning new things every day. And in fact, up on our website, we've got an interview with our editor-in-chief, Alex Marlowe, and our contributor, Peter Schweitzer. Peter's really the one who's uncovered a lot of this originally. He wrote the book, literally, about the Bidens. And there's that interview at Breitbart.com, which you can check out. But we're coming up with new information all the time, and this is very, very concerning because we don't know what the Chinese have on the Bidens. We don't know what the Russians have on the Bidens. We also don't know what our own intelligence agencies may have. I've seen reports that some of these foreign executives were picked up in wiretaps, and for good reason, because they're operating in a shady realm where they're trying to get around sanctions. So without casting the kinds of aspersions and conspiracy theories that the Democrats threw at Donald Trump, I think it's perfectly legitimate to say the Bidens haven't come clean with any of this. Joe Biden has now been shown to have lied about several things. He said he never discussed Hunter Biden's businesses. That's a lie. He said that no one ever raised conflict of interest concerns. That turned out to be a lie also. So Bidens have never been straight with us about any of this, and I think it's perfectly legitimate for people to want answers. And if they're not getting answers, well, maybe you got to vote the other way. You might be inclined to vote for Joe Biden, but do you really know what you're getting? I think that this is very damaging to Biden, but of course the media will ignore it for that reason.
Indeed, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned our national security, because isn't the predicate for the FISA courts, the warrantless searches, and the ability for the NSA to actually listen in on calls between any American and a foreign national just because? It seems to me they should have all kinds of information on Hunter Biden's interaction with foreign nationals. Joel, why has it been so long? Why is this information only coming out in the, previously 10 days before the election?
Well, that's interesting. Part of it is just coincidence. Tony Bobulinski said that he never spoke out before because he didn't know all the details, but it was only when a Senate report was released last month. Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley did a report on Hunter Biden's business dealings as far as what is known. And Bobulinski learned that Hunter Biden had taken $5 million from the China energy company that was supposed to have put $10 million into their joint venture. Instead, it went to a business account or some kind of account controlled by Hunter Biden, and then it was transferred out from there, and he reported it later as income. So he found out essentially that Hunter Biden went around him, not just in terms of his personal relationships, but in terms of getting access to the funding that was supposed to have funded the company. It went to Hunter Biden's accounts. So that caused Bobulinski to come forward. That's just timing. I mean, that report, they wanted to release it before the election, and it took a few weeks for Bobulinski to put all the details together and connect the dots. But some of it, of course, is, you know, the result of people wanting to present information to voters before they go to vote. That's the media's role also. The media should be presenting information. That's why the New York Times broke their tax return story right before the first debate. They wanted to have that out there. They wanted to have an impact on the outcome of the election. That's sometimes why these things get broken. But that's actually a legitimate function. That's part of the political debate. That's why we have an election season. Of course, people have been voting already for a couple of months in some places, which is controversial in and of itself. But, you know, sometimes these things come out before the election, and sometimes people really rush to print stories before the election because after the election it's of no real use to anybody, at least in terms of the choice they're about to make. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it means that the public might want to be a little more skeptical of some of these things, and you've got to take everything with a grain of salt. But if the evidence is there and nobody can deny it, nobody has denied it, then I think you have to weigh it very carefully.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that the left is clinging to in an effort to distract people from how important this is and how much of an impact it could have on national security and maybe how corrupt the Biden family is generally. They keep saying, well, Joe Biden didn't make any money off this. Well, he may not have made money off this Chinese deal, the whole big guy email, Joel, you know, the one I'm talking about. That fell through. That deal didn't ultimately work out. So there was no money to be made, I'm led to believe. Is that accurate, Joel?
Well, there's no money to be made if the deal doesn't go through, but that doesn't mean a deal didn't go through. And again, there was a transfer of $5 million from this Chinese energy company to an account controlled by Hunter Biden. That happened even though the deal didn't go through with Sinohawk, which was the company that Tony Bobulinski was to have been in charge of. So this is just a little glimpse into the business dealings of the Biden world. But if you read Peter Schweizer's book, Secret Empires, you'll see how the Bidens were involved in many different ways, many different members of the Biden family involved in different companies, different ventures, all of which traded on Joe Biden's name. And there's a lot more that we don't know. So I think you have to look at this as a model. The most important thing is, did Joe Biden tell the truth about what he knew about Hunter Biden's business dealings or James Biden's business dealings, his brother James? And the answer is no.
No.
So if Joe Biden didn't tell us the truth, what's the explanation for that? And how much more is there that he's not telling us?
Indeed. And that's a big exclamation point we can put on it. And followed by one more exclamation point, Joel, which is Hunter Biden had no experience in connection with the underlying work that any of these companies or business ventures were related to. I mean, my understanding, I've been led to believe him, he didn't have any experience at all. So the only thing he brought to the table was the Biden name. That's it.
Yeah, and he admitted as such. I think in an interview with Good Morning America,
yeah,
he was asked, Hunter Biden was asked specifically, would you be on any of these corporate boards if your last name weren't Biden? And he admitted, no, that's probably why I'm involved in all of this. But of course, he also traded on it. I mean, he used it, and he used it to get into some very unusual relationships. What is a U.S. attorney, not the prosecutor, but an American attorney, doing representing a Chinese energy firm in an acquisition of a stake in a Russian state oil company? Why would China want any American attorney to handle that deal? Well, it's because there were U.S. sanctions against that Russian state oil company, and because maybe he wanted to grease the wheels in Washington. Let's make sure this deal doesn't get hit by the same sanctions. Maybe Joe Biden can pull a few strings for us. That's the reason he was hired.
Breitbart.com. Bookmark it. Rely on it. You get honest information from Joel Pawlak and the others there at Breitbart. Joel, thanks for the time you spent with my listeners and me today. It's always a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you. Thank you. And stay safe.
And you. And stay well. 820. 820-